平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们读几遍的经文。
We are going to read a few scriptures.
我们请弟兄姐妹翻开哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
十三节，十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
请听弟兄在这里念。如果没有圣经，请你举个手。
Please listen to my reading, and if you don't have the Bible, please raise your hand.
请你一定要有一本圣经。
You must have a Bible in your hand.
哥罗西书一章十三节十四节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 13-14.
他救了我们。脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
我再念一次。
I'll read again.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势。把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在他爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
我们有一点点祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主，我们在这里仰望你，向我们说话。
Lord, we look upon you to speak to us.
我们把荣耀赞美归给你。
We give glory and praise to you.
求圣灵在这里工作。
We ask the Holy Spirit to work.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
刚才我们念的那两节圣经。
We just read two verses.
可以说是我们基督徒里面很宝贵的一个圣经。
It's a precious scriptures for us.
他讲到我们这一群人。
It talk about us, this group of people.
他不是讲一个人。
Not just one person.
讲到我们这一群人。
But a group of people.
我们是在他爱子的国里面。
We are in the dominion of his, in the kingdom of the Son.
他把我们从黑暗的权势。
He brought us from the dominion of darkness.
放到爱子的国里面。
And bring us into the kingdom of his son.
我以前读这个圣经的时候。
When I was reading this before.
我就只觉得这只是一个好像位置的转换。
I just thought that this is a change of status.
但是我多年之后每一次读这段圣经。
But after many years later, every time I read these verses.
我实在很宝贵这段圣经。
I precious the scripture.
我多说一点点。
Let me speak a little bit more.
这里讲到迁到爱子的国里。
Here it's talked about brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
我们多查一点点圣经里面所用的字的时候。
When we look into a particular word in the Bible.
你会发觉这个迁这个字。
You will see that brought us or move us.
它不是一个好像只是 change location 随随便便那个迁的那个字。
It's not just a changing location, a very simple word.
它这个字是一个官方的文字。
It's a official word.
就是说你从一个地方到另外一个地方要 under 那个 kingdom 底下。
That you were brought from one place to another place to be under a different kingdom.
你可能在一个地方本来没有法律。
You were in a place that has no laws in the before.
但是你现在到了一个地方，有一个法律在那里。
But you were brought into a place with laws.
你本来在一个地方，你是一个没有王的地方。
You might be in a place without a king before.
你自己做王。
And you were the king yourself.
你要怎么样就怎么样。
You do whatever you please.
但是你用了这个字的时候，你迁到那个地方有王法的地方。
But if you are being brought to another place with laws.
你本来在一个没有框框的地方。
You were not restricted before.
你怎么跑都可以。
You can do whatever you like.
但是你现在到了一个有框框的地方。
But you were brought to a place with restrictions.
我相信弟兄姐妹在这里坐的。
I believe brothers and sisters sitting here.
除了我们的孩子是生在美国以外，
besides the children who were brought up here.
我相信我们大部分的人都是远从很远的一个地方来到我们现在坐的地方。
I believe most of us came from a far distance to come to America.
有人从中国过来。
Some came from China.
有人从香港过来。
Some came from Hong Kong.
有些人从加拿大过来。
And some came from Canada.
有人从台湾过来。
Some came from Taiwan.
我们有一个迁的那个意念在里面。
We have this concept of moving.
我们是飞了很远的路。
We flew a long way.
来到这块土地上。
To come to this land.
我们到这个土地上以后会发觉什么事呢？
After we landed on this land, what did we find?
你会发觉我们这里大家都很守规矩。
You find that everybody followed the rules.
我们开车的时候看到 stop sign 都会停下来。
When we drive, we saw the stop sign, we stop.
红绿灯都有人来守了。
At the traffic light, we follow the rules.
我们好像变得规规矩矩的。
We become a very obedient people.
因为在这一块土地上有一个很大的束缚力。
There is this obedience.
我们常常讲这是法律的约束力。
And we said that this is the regulations, the rules.
以前我们不排队的。
Before we did not line up.
今天我们开始排队了。
Now we started to line up.
我们不敢插队了。
We do not cut the line.
以前我们随便丢个垃圾。
Before we used to litter easily.
结果我们今天来到这块土地，我们不敢随便丢垃圾。
On this land, we do not dare to litter anymore.
我们开车不敢乱开了。
We do not dare to drive the way we like.
我们不敢随便按喇叭了。
We do not dare to press the horn anymore.
如果你乱开，人家给你按喇叭。
If you drive, without the rules, people will honk you.
你如果超速，警察会给你 ticket。
If you speed, you get a ticket from the police.
我们到了一个完全新的环境。
We are in a new environment.
你这个是迁的那个意思。
This is the concept of moving.
我们到一个聚会当中。
When we are in a gathering.
不管是是不是基督徒的聚会。
No matter if it's a Christian's gathering or not.
我们就受那个聚会的那个一个限制在那里。
We are restricted by the assembly.
我们会打听一下。
We will start asking.
这里有没有什么规矩啊？
Whether there is some type of rules.
这里是不是有什么话要听呢？
Is there some type of speech we are going to listen to?
我记得我们家女儿。
I remember my daughter.
她有一段时间到中国台湾去。
For some time she was in Taiwan.
你知道在美国长大的孩子。
You know, she grew up here in the United States.
在美国的 public school 长大的孩子。
She grew up in the public school in the United States.
当她到台湾那种填鸭式的教育里面。
When she went to the education system in Taiwan.
你记得老师一进来的时候。
When the teacher entered the classroom.
学生全部都起立。
All the students stand up.
然后跟老师敬礼。
And bow to the teacher.
这在美国这 public school 怎么有这一套的？
There is no such a thing.In the public school system in the United States,
他就开始受很大的约束。
She was greatly restricted.
这里的考试是礼拜五考试。
The exams here happens on Fridays.
因为他觉得考完试以后，你好好玩礼拜六、礼拜天。
Because after the exams, they allow you to relax on Saturday and Sunday.
在台湾什么时候考试？
But in Taiwan, when is the exam?
礼拜一考试。
Monday.
因为你礼拜六礼拜天好好受约束读书。
Because Saturday and Sunday you are greatly restricted to study.
整个里面开始改变。
The whole life changed.
受极大的约束。
She was greatly restricted.
今天基督徒是不是有一个很大的约束在那里？
Today the Christians, is there such a restraint?
是不是我们礼拜天之前我们礼拜六礼拜五好好 K 圣经？
And before Sunday, we study the Bible on Friday and Saturday.
礼拜天就能好好的被考试一下。
So that on Sunday we canBe tested.
这还算是好的。
This is good.
甚至有人觉得是礼拜天来恶补一下。
Even though some people say that the Sunday is a time for study.
然后我们就过那个礼拜一到礼拜五的日子。
So that from Monday to Friday we have enough from the Bible.
这里讲到一个国度在那里。
Here it gives us a kingdom.
不只讲到地位改变了。
Not only the change of status.
这个改变是神已经完成了一件事情。
The change happened after God has accomplished something.
地位改变了。
The status change.
但是我们常常发觉表现出来的没有改变。
But we often find that what we did not change.
非常的可惜。
It's such a sigh.
刚才有个姐妹点那条面对面的诗歌。
There is a sister who named the song Face to Face.
在那里要面对面。
There we will be facing to face.
我女儿唱到一半，她不敢唱。
My daughter do not dare to continue to sing that song.
她说，如果那天被面对面的时候。
And she will say that on that day, if I have to face to face.
她不知道主耶稣要怎么 punish 她。
I don't know what, how Jesus is going to punish me.
我们有没有这样的一个感觉？
Do we have this type of feeling?
我们真的敢面对面吗？
So that we can dare to go face to face.
这里已经讲我们被迁到爱子的国度。
Here it told us that we are brought into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
但是我们的表现完全不一样。
But what we did is totally different.
盼望这些提醒在我们的里面。
I hope that this will remind us.
让我们的表现与我们的造有点相称。
So that what we do and what we receive will be equal.
我们也相信主在我们的身上可以做成这件事情。
And we believe that Lord can do such thing in us.
我们今天不像个基督徒。
Today we do not like a Christian.
我们不像我们的主。
We do not act like our Lord.
但是我们祷告主。
But we pray to our Lord.
在我们的身上做他的工作。
That he can work on us.
我们要信他能够做成这件事。
We have to have faith in him that he can do this.
这里讲到的爱子的国度，讲到他，我们原来是在黑暗当中。
Here it talks about the kingdom of the sun, and showing us that we were under the dominion of darkness.
我们已经离开黑暗，进入光明里面。
And we left the darkness into the light.
我们本来在罪恶当中。
We were in sin before.
我们的地位是要在圣洁的地位上。
Our status should be in the holy status.
我们以前的地位是死亡的地位。
Our status was in the death before.
今天的地位是生命与平安的地位。
Today we are in the status with peace and life.
以前在恨的里面。
Before we were in the pit.
我们今天在爱的里面。
And today we are in love.
地位的改变
The status change
必须改变我们整个人的生活
must change our life
不然我们就是白占了那个地位
otherwise we just occupy the status in vain
我们今天不再是罪的奴仆
today we are not a slavery of sin
我们被罪来捆绑
we were not bound by sins anymore
但是我们今天要做义的奴仆
but we should be the slave of righteousness
我们在义的那个 掌握里面
We should be captured by righteousness
我想带弟兄姐妹看一看圣经的几个人物
I'd like to bring you to see a few more people in the Bible
他们的一生有迁移
Their life was changed
他们的迁移虽然是在地上的迁移
They were moved on the earth
但是在这个迁移的里面神已经把一个地位的迁移隐隐藏藏的摆在他的世界上的迁移
But while they were moving on the earth from one place to another, God has hidden their status change.
我要看圣经里面我们最喜欢的一个好朋友
And we are going to read the best friend in the Bible that we have.
我常常叫他亚弟兄
And I called him Abe, brother Abe.
因为他是亚伯拉罕
Because he is Abraham.
我们翻到创世纪十二章
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 12.
我想在圣经的里面
I believe in the Bible
记录亚伯拉罕的事情
Recording about Abraham
常常打动我们每个读圣经的人
Often moved us who read the Bible
在创世纪十二章那里
In the book of Genesis chapter 12
我们都很熟悉亚伯拉罕的故事
We are very familiar with Abraham
十二章第一节那里怎么说
Chapter 12Verse 11.
他说耶和华对亚伯兰说耶和华对十二章第一节
Sorry, it's chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord has said to Abraham.
这时候亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕前面的名字
Abraham is the former name for Abraham.
他说你要离开本地本族父家到我所指示你的地方去
The Lord said to Abram, Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I'll show you.
到第四节的最后面那里一段，你看那个字。
And then at the end of verse 4,
亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，年纪75岁。
Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran.
到了第五节后半段。
In verse 5,
他们离开了哈兰，就到了迦南。
They set out for the land of Canaan.
然后亚伯兰在那里筑坛献祭。
And Abram set up an altar to give offerings.
再看第十节那里。
In verse 10,
亚伯兰因为那地遭饥荒。
Now there was a famine in the land.
亚伯兰就下到埃及。
Abram went to Egypt.
这里虽然没有讲到迁移。
Here it did not talk about moving.
但是我们知道他一直在改变。
But we know that he continues to change.
我刚刚讲，我们读圣经，我最喜欢读亚伯拉罕的故事。
I just told you that I like to read Abraham's story a lot.
所以我叫他亚弟兄。
So I'll call him Brother A.
他帮助我很多。
He helped me a lot.
他身上有很多的优点。
There is a lot of merit on him.
也有很多的缺点。
But there is also a lot of weakness on him.
我们看的记录上看得清清的楚楚。
We can see from the scriptures clearly.
那我也很佩服亚弟兄。
I admire Brother Abe.
神叫他。
God called him.
他就动作，他就 act.
And he act.
他没有跟神有太多的 bargain.
He did not bargain with God.
他对着神，好像神怎么说，他就怎么做。
He do whatever God said.
那有时候他也很软弱。
But he also have weakness.
就像是我们一样会软弱。
Just like us.
有时候他也很坚强。
Sometimes he is strong.
他对神也发热心。
And he is enthusiast for God.
你知道一个人被叫出来是75岁的时候。
You know, when someone is called at his 75 years old.
你知道弟兄姐妹当中有多少人已经过了75岁。
Do you know if any brothers and sisters among us here is over 75?
75岁神叫你。
At 75, God called you.
今天75岁应该是什么样的人？
Today, at 75, how would you be like?
75岁应该是一个退休的人了吧。
75 should be a retired person.
75岁应该已经习上地上的劳苦了吧。
At 75, you should be retiring from all the work.
结果亚伯拉罕被叫出来的时候。
But Abraham was called.
他要离开他所熟悉75年的环境。
He has to leave the place that he was familiar with for 75 years.
他说不定在那里还在工作。
He may be still working in that place.
那中国人讲说离开你自己的本行。
And in the Chinese people, they have this idiom saying that you leave what you do.
你原来的工作是什么？
Your original work.
今天你要离开它。
Today you are leaving your original work.
好像你今天你是一个做电脑的。
For example, you are working on computer today.
神叫你不要做了。
And God call you to leave.
你可能在银行里做事。
Or you are working in a bank.
神说你不要做了。
And God tell you not to work in a bank.
去哪里呢？
Where are you going?
去我指示你要去的地方。
To go to a place I'll show you.
离开本行并不是一个很难的事情。
Leaving the original work may not be too difficult.
但是我后来发觉75岁要离开你居住的环境的时候是一件很困难的事。
But at 75, leaving where you have lived for is very difficult.
中国人有一句话叫老树拔那个根出来，对不对？
There is another Chinese idiom that a grown tree being uprooted.
有一棵树已经种在那75年了。
If a tree was grown for 75 years in a place,
你把它移植看看。
And try to move it.
我们常常讲非死不可，对不对？
And we will say that it's going to die.
谁敢这么大的年纪离开自己所居住的环境？
Who dare to move at this old age?
我们当中有些弟兄姐妹有这样的体会。
Among us, brothers and sisters have the experience.
你从中国来到美国。
You came from China to United States.
因为你的孩子在这里。
Because your children are here.
你来这里的时候，可能帮他在家里面照顾他孩子。
You came here to help them to take care of the children.
但是你会发觉到了美国真的不习惯，对不对？
And you will find out that you're not used to living
here. 这个环境不是你所熟悉的那个环境。
The environment is not familiar to you.
我父亲来到这里跟我们住了半年的时间。
My father was here and stayed with us for half a year.
他说我回去了。
And he said I have to go back.
我不要跟你们住。
I don't want to live here with you guys.
并不是你们不好。
It's not that you don't treat me well.
他说这个环境我实在受不了。
But I can't put up with this environment anymore.
这是你们年轻人的地方。
This is the place for the young people.
我还是回到我的老家乡去。
I should go back to my home country.
亚伯拉罕被叫出来的时候
Abraham was called.
他还不知道迦南地是什么样子
He didn't even know how the Canaan land looked like.
我们今天来到美国都知道美国是什么样子
Today we came to the United States and we know how this place looked like.
我们常讲我们人往高处爬
And we always say that we are climbing to the higher place.
我们姑且说美国是个高处好了
And we might say that America is a higher place.
所以我们挤破了头我们也要来
So we break our heads to come here.
我们托福考不好，我们补习也要考过来。
We tutor to make our TOEFL score higher.
我们不能移民读书来，我们移民也要来。
We can't come to study, so we'll try our best to immigrate here.
我们不能合法移民，我们那个法移民也可以来。
If we can't legally come here, we'll do something else to come here.
我总是找的门路来这个地方。
We'll find a door to come.
因为这个地方怎么样
？Why?
因为是个好地方
Because this is a good place.
公认的好地方
Everybody admits this is a good place.
但是有人说中国在中国你看福州我开车随便开多好
But some people say in China in Fuzhou I can drive where, however I like.
结果来这里你要规规矩矩的守规矩开车
And after coming here I have to follow the rules.
你情愿在这个有王法的地方
And you prefer to be under rules.
为什么
Why?
因为你享受这个环境。
Because you enjoy the environment.
我在福州付很少的税。
I was, when I was in Fuzhou, I paid very little tax.
结果我们来这要付很大的税。
And then here you have to pay a lot of tax.
你还要来。
But you still want to come.
为什么
？Why?
因为你一衡量之后。
Because after weighing it.
你觉得这里你付的代价值得你。
You see that the price that you pay here is worth.
亚伯拉罕完全不一样。
Abraham is different.
他在的地方是文明的地方。
The place that he was at is a civilized place.
哈兰是古国文明的发源地及地方。
哈兰 was an ancient civilized place.
就像是我们今天在纽约一样。
It's like in New York.
很多人自豪纽约客。
People admire New Yorker.
我们好像比较，我们比 Minnesota, Kansas City 文明多了。
We are like a more civilized city than Minnesota and Kansas City.
我们不愿意去那个地方。
We don't want to go to those places.
我们今天找事的时候。
Today when we look for job.
都希望在这附近，对不对
？We want to find something close by here.
不止文明而已。
Not only civilization.
中国食物也比人家好吃。
The food is taste better.
如果你到了中西部之后
If you are in Midwest,
走的时候难过的不得了
You will feel terrible.
不止那里不好像不文明
Not only is it's not like a civilized place.
没有中国食物吃
There is no Chinese food.
你回香港回上海你要转多少班机不知道
If you go back to Hong Kong or Shanghai, you have to travel many planes.
这里交通多方便啊
It's so convenient here.
我们为什么要去那么一个小地方
？Why we have to go to those small places?
今天亚伯拉罕被呼召出来。
Today Abraham was called.
这个呼召是让他整个地位要改变的呼召。
This calling changed his status.
他要离开本地。
He is leaving his home country.
我们知道圣经讲到这里的时候
，We know that the Bible mentioned here.
圣经已经讲到一个。他的地位已经开始改变
And it mentioned about the status change of him.
他本来是一个悖逆神的，今天成为顺服神的。
He was a disobedient person before, and then he became an obedient to God.
他不再靠环境来生活。
He did not rely on the environment to live anymore.
他开始靠应许来生活。
He started to live under promise.
因为神应许他那个地方。
Because God promised him the land.
他今天要离开本族。
Today he leave his people.
他离开他的老爸爸的传统的那个族类。
He leave the tradition.
因为他要成为一个新的族类。
Because he is going to be a new tribe.
他要 become a real father.
He will become a real father.
真正的父亲要生真正的孩子。
A real father will give real children.
不再是亚当所生的。
Not just from the Adam.
他的后裔要成为被亚伯拉罕所生的。
His descendant will be from the birth of Abraham.
就像我们今天我们离开亚当的族类。
It's like we leave the descendant of Adam.
我们要在基督里面，神用基督里面重生了我们。
And in Christ we are reborn from Christ.
他不再靠富家的生活。
He did not depend on the father's household anymore.
富家有很多的产业。
There is a lot of
inheritance
from the father.
那今天要从基督里面得产业。
Today he will inherit it from the Christ.
我们都知道这个道理。
We know this theory.
但是亚伯拉罕受到一点饥荒的时候。
But when Abraham faced the famine,
他就离开应许的地方。
He left the promised land.
回到哪里去?
Where did he turn to?
他到埃及去了。
He went to Egypt.
哈兰太远。
Haran is too far.
文明古国离他原来的地方远了一点。
The civilized place was a little bit further.
他找了埃及去。
So he chose Egypt.
又是一个文明进步的地方。
It's another civilized place.
不再不需要靠神的地方。
A place that does not need to rely on God.
他就居住在那里。
And he lived there.
我想这是亚伯拉罕。
I believe this is Abraham.
我们知道亚伯拉罕后来从神的身上学了功课。
And we know that Abraham learned a lot of lessons from God.
后来他又回到迦南来。
And then he returned to Canaan.
我们基督徒的生活是不是这样子呢?
As a Christian, do you have a life like this?
我们神给我们一个得救的地位。
God gave us a saved status.
但是我们常常显出来好像没有得救的那个美。
But we act as if we were not saved.
我们一碰到困难的时候，
When we face difficulties,
我们就找，
And we seek.
我们找 shortcut.
We seek shortcut.
我们找方便的。
We seek easy way out.
我们就离开我们原来的地位。
And we left our place.
我们知道除了亚伯拉罕，
We know besides Abraham.
在圣经里面有很多这样的情况。
There is many story like this.
你知道创世纪你往后面读的时候，你看到另外一个人也 是同样的这个问题。
In the book of Genesis, if you continue to read, you see another person like this.
你看到创世纪二十六章的时候
，In chapter 26,
我们知道雅各也是同样的问题。
You know, Jacob is like this too.
他生出来是老二。
He was born a second.
但是他要做老大。
But he wanted to be the first.
所以他就怎么样骗了老大。
So he deceived the firstborn.
他拿到老大的祝福。
He received the blessing that was supposed to be for the first.
他为了他自己。
For himself.
结果他必须被他老大像追杀一样。
And then he was chased to death like by his brother.
所以他必须要迁移。
So he has to move.
他迁移到哪里去呢?
Where did he move to?
老远的地方。
A long way.
他必须出去。
He has to leave.
他一生都没出过门。
In his life, he had never left.
一出门出了二十年。
And once he left for 20 years.
他前面的十四年是为了太太打工。
For the first 20 years, he worked for his wife.
他娶了两个太太。
He married two wives.
一个太太要七年。
The first wife spent 7 years.
我相信今天我们很多弟兄，应该讲，我们很多姐妹打工是为了弟兄念书。
I believe a lot of sisters work in order to help the brother to study.
今天圣经里面看雅各弟兄、雅弟兄是为了太太来打工。
But in this story, Jacob worked because of the wife.
那后面那六年、七年，他是为了他的太太的哥哥来打工。
And then the second 7 years, he worked for the wife's brother.
结果二十年。
And then 20 years.
搬出去二十年。
Moved out for 20 years.
出去的时候一个人。
When he moved out, he was alone.
回来的时候牛群羊群可以成三四队。
When he returned, he has herds and sheep in 3-4 groups.
这比我们今天所有这些有才华的人都厉害。
He is much better than all of us who had studied a lot.
他的迁移是为了谁？
Why did he move?
他的迁移是为了他自己。
He moved because of himself.
但是神用他的迁移。
But God used his moving.
来改变雅各。
To change Jacob himself.
我常常讲雅各这个人实在厉害。
I always say that Jacob is excellent.
但是有时候也觉得他这个人很孬哦，就是不像个男人。
But sometimes I also feel that Jacob doesn't like a man.
他出去的时候一个人。
When he left, he was alone.
回来的时候上百的人。
When he came back, he has more than hundreds.
羊群、牛群、儿女成群。
Herd and sheep and children in groups.
谁有像他有那么多孩子啊？
Who has like him with so many children?
我们最高的记录是六个。
Our highest record here is six.
他十二个耶。
He has 12.
如果我是雅各，我要走在队伍的最前面。
If I were Jacob, I will be heading the group.
因为我是老大嘛。
Because I'm the biggest one.
后面全部跟我嘛。
And then the others will follow me.
结果我们知道雅各回去的时候，他走在最后面。
But when we know that in the, he was the last on his way home.
他手上还抓着他的老腰。
He even hold on to the youngest one.
老腰最讨他的心里面的喜爱。
He loved the youngest son the most.
为他打工的那两个妻子也走在前面。
And the two wives that he married was in front of him.
为什么？
Why?
因为他知道以扫可能要来杀他。
Because he knew that Esau may want to kill him.
你杀前面就好，后面我还可以溜。
So he was thinking that he can kill the people in front of him, and then in the back he can still escape.
这个亚弟兄怎么躲在后面的？
How can Jacob hide in behind?
神这时候跟他来摔跤了。
And God fight with him at this time.
就神在那个摔跤里面让他脚跛了。
And God make his leg.Cripple.
雅各就改变了。
And he changed.
他就成为以色列了。
He became Israel.
他才知道他的地位是那么崇高。
And he only realized that he has such a high place.
但是他表现的是什么样的？
But how did he act?
他还是很懦弱，对不对？
He is still very coward.
他是整个队伍里面最后一个人过河的。
He is still the last one who crossed the river.
他基本上来是讲，如果前面死了，我就是回到另外一边去。
He was just thinking that if the people in front of me die, I will return.
你知道我们有时候就是这样子，这样子。
We are like this sometimes.
我们抓祝福。
We grab the blessings.
同时我们吃苦头。
And at the same time, we suffer.
我们什么都要。
We want everything.
结果我们心里面虚得不得了。
But then we were so timid in our hearts.
什么都以我为中心。
Everything is self-centered.
只要神愿意的话。
As long as God is willing.
那后来又发觉与我中心太离谱了，我还是退下来吧。
And then later on, finding the self-centered is not reasonable, so we retreat.
我们就在那边上上下下，上上下下，跟
雅各一样。We were there going up and down.
有机会抓一下。
With opportunities, we grab something.
有机会，没有机会的时候，我们就避个风头。
Without opportunity, we just hide.
我们学习隐藏的工作。
We learn how to hide.
藏起来。
We learn how to hide.
找机会再抓一个。
And then find another opportunity to grab.
我们是不是这样？
Are we like this?
再往后面读，还有一个人。
And then if we continue to read, there is another person.
37章那里讲到约瑟，对不对？
Chapter 37 talk about Joseph.
这个很会做梦的孩子。
Joseph with a lot of dreams.
他也迁移，对不对？
He also moved.
雅各的迁移是为了逃命。
Jacob moved to escape.
约瑟的迁移是为什么？
And what's the reason for Joseph moving?
他的几个兄弟嫉妒他。
His brothers jealous with him.
所以家里孩子多，小心有一个被卖掉。
So be careful if you have a lot of children at home, one can be sold.
兄弟之间彼此不和嘛，对不对？
There is no harmony among brothers.
嫉妒这个最小的。
They were jealous about the youngest one.
爸爸妈妈老是把好的东西给最小的。
Parents always give the best thing to the youngest one.
就老大就觉得我们把他卖了。
So then the eldest son sold the youngest brother.
他的迁移是被迫的。
His moving was forced.
他是不得已被卖。
He was forced to be sold.
基督徒今天也常常被卖,
Christians were also sold oftenly nowadays.
我们是神所拣选的,
we are the chosen people by God.
但是我们为了工作被卖到埃及里面去,
but because of work, we were sold to Egypt.
我们本来是神的爱子,
we were the loving sons.
结果我们被工作 卖到世界像逆子一样,
but because of work, we were sold to the world as slaves.
工作忙不忙?
Are you busy working in the United States?
你求学的时候说求学很忙很忙很忙,
when you were in school, you were saying studying, you're busy studying.
你当你有个工作的时候,
after you have work,
咱们走着瞧,
and then you will see.
不止 9 to 5, 对不对?
Not only from 9 to 5,
还有 24/7, 对不对?
You also have 24 hours in 7 days.
聚会的时候beeper响,
and when you were in gathering, your beeper start beeping.
回公司,
you return to the office.
今天你有没有在家里beeper响,
today, do you have, did it happen to you that at home your beeper ring and then you come to church?
不可能,
impossible.
我们的神是怜悯的,
our God is a mercy God.
他从来没有在你礼拜一到礼拜五beeper响了回教会,
he never called you from Friday, Monday to Friday and beat you.
但世界的法老多凶啊,
but the Pharaoh of the world is so mean.
你坐在这么好好的beeper响,
when you were sitting here nicely listening, your beeper started beeping.
我们比约瑟还可怜,
we were even pitier than Joseph.
我记得我第一个工作的时候,
I remember my first job.
我住在那里,
I was living in Nutley.
我第一个工作在 Brooklyn Avenue J.
My first job was in Brooklyn Avenue J.
单程90分钟,
one way take me 90 minutes.
那第二回程的时候, 因为 traffic 要100分钟,
on the return way, because of traffic, it take me 100 minutes.
报道的第一天, 老板说, 这是你的钥匙。
The first day I went to work, my boss gave me the key.
我里面觉得无甚光荣,
I feel so much glory.
哦, 第一天工作, 老板这么信赖我, 把钥匙都给我了。
The first day of work, the boss trusted me and gave me the key.
我才知道老板讲了下一句话,
and then the boss told me the second sentence.
早点来开门,
and he said, come early to open the door.
做完了才锁门,
and then after everybody leave, you shut the door, lock the door.
礼拜五晚上7点半在跟弟兄姐妹一起唱诗的时候,
on Friday at 7:30 with brothers and sisters singing.
早上5点半已经起床了,
5:30 early in the morning I already woke up.
怕吵到家人, 车子还不敢发动引擎,
I do not want to wake up my family, so I did not turn on my car.
我放空档滑出车道,
I put it in the neutral to slide out of the driveway.
离房子远一点才启动引擎,
leaving the house further before I start the engine.
开始了一天的工作,
and then I started my one day of work.
礼拜五晚上,
Friday night,
来教会聚会,
come to the church gathering.
7点半的时候,
7:30 start.
刚刚坐进来,
once I sat down,
领会的梁正荣好像点了一个你的信实何其广大,
our brother Liang point out a song to sing,
一边,
how great your faithful,
一边唱,
along with the singing,
一边掉眼泪,
the tears come down.
为什么?
Why?
不甘心自己被卖到世界去,
because I was not willingly to be sold to the world.
很感谢主,
and thanks to the Lord.
外面是艰难的,
and the outside is cruel.
外面是忙碌的,
outside is busy.
里面没有那么忙碌,
my inside is not so busy.
外面是混杂的,
it's such a mixture outside.
里面是清新的,
but inside is pure.
愿意来到神的面前,
willing to come before the Lord.
今天有弟兄姐妹有多少,
today, brothers and sisters,
你是被卖到世界里,
how many were you were sold to the world?
盼望这个见证我们一起的勉励对方,
I hope we can encourage to each other with this testimony.
不要因为世界给你一点好处,
don't do anything because the world gives you some benefit.
你就忘记你是被卖到世界里去, 你得救的地位。
And you forgot your status as a saved person.
你是在爱子的国里面。
You are in the kingdom of the Son He loves.
我们知道埃及人。
We know the Egyptian.
苦待神的百姓。
They treated the people of God badly.
400多年，以色列民族在埃及做苦工。
More than 400 years, the Israelites were working hard in Egypt.
他们的生活并不是很差的生活。
They did not have very bad life.
因为我们知道他在肉锅里面，在肉锅旁可以吃得饱足。
Because we know that beside their pot, they have meat.
但是他们向神祷告。
And they pray to God.
他们要离开埃及。
They want to leave Egypt.
400多年
For more than 400 years.
他们已经根深蒂固在埃及。
They had their root in Egypt.
虽然我们在圣经里面看见埃及人苦待他。
Even though we read in the Bible that the Egyptians treat them badly.
我们今天需要开这个眼睛。
Today we should open our eyes.
知道我们在世界上虽然好像很享乐。
Knowing that even though we are enjoying the world.
不要忘记这个世界其实在苦待神的儿女。
Don't forget that the world is actually treating the children of God badly.
以色列人为什么要迁出来？
Why the Israelites have to move out?
神四百多年以后让他有个迁移。
For more than 400 years later, God let them move out.
神告诉以色列百姓。
God told the Israelites,
你们要成为君尊的祭司。
You have to become the holy priest.
你要成为属神的子民。
You have to be the people of God.
你要在旷野里面侍奉耶和华。
You are going to serve the Jehovah in the desert.
在教会的历史里面。
In the history of church.
我们也知道在使徒行传的时候，耶路撒冷的教会也被迁移。
We also know that the church was moved when we were reading the book of Acts.
他们有七八千人聚会。
Among the 7,000-8,000 people gathering,
在那里有最好的讲道。
There were the best speech.
亲眼看过主耶稣的人在那里讲道。
The people who saw Jesus Christ with their naked eyes.
亲眼在那边有神迹的人在那里讲道。
The people were preaching and as well who can act miracles.
世界上哪有这么好的一个聚会？
How can there be better meetings than this?
耶路撒冷的教会。
The church in Jerusalem.
神结果击打这个教会。
But then God hit this church.
用着外力来改变这个教会。
God changed this church with the outside force.
让这些教会的人分散出去。
So that the people can scatter.
他们分散出去怎么样？
What happened after they scattered?
在使徒行传八章四节那里记录一个短短的一句话。
In the book of Acts chapter 8,
那些分散的人到往各处去传道。
Verse 4, those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went.
教会受到逼迫。
Church was persecuted.
也迁移。
And moved.
教会集中在一起。
When church was concentrated,
神有时候并不是那么的高兴。
God may not be very pleased.
如果你们把神的恩典扣住了，
If you hold on to God's grace,
神就为了他自己的名缘故要改变这个情况。
And for the name of God, God wants this change.
如果我们一直集中在一起，
If we always gather in the same place,
老是觉得我们是正统。
And we feel that we are the best.
老是觉得这里的教导是纯正的。
And we always feel that this is the original teaching.
神哪一天怎么修理我们，我们不知道。
How is God going to correct us? We don't know.
神是恩典的神。
God is full of grace.
神也是有目的的神。
And God has His own goal.
我记得我们那个时候在 Hudson River 另外一边聚会。
I remember when we were gathering in the old place in Harrison.
本来在 Newark 聚会，对不对？
It was in Newark before.
在查经班里面，在 Newark.
Our Bible study was in Newark.
我们碰很多的难处，对不对？
We had a lot of difficulties.
聚会人车子被砸了。
The car of some of our brothers were being damaged.
我们也祷告了。
We prayed.
也请天使视为安营。
We also asked the angels to guard us.
弟兄姐妹查完经出去被抢。
Brothers and sisters were robbed after the gathering.
你以为天使偷懒吗?
And you think the angel were lazy?
你觉得神睡着了吗?
Do you think the God has slept?
我们就迁到Harrison去,
and we moved to Harrison.
受到了逼迫,
and we were persecuted.
在Harrison住了几年之后,
after a few years in Harrison,
神也兴起环境来,
God gave us the environment. And we moved back to Newark here.
很感谢主我们没有在downtown, 对不对?
Thanks the Lord, we were not in downtown Newark.
神了解我们的心思,
God understands our heart.
神了解我们的软弱,
and God understands our weakness.
让我们在这样的环境里面,
so that we have this environment.
我们集中在一起,
we gathered here.
我们奉主的名,
in Lord's name.
当我们分散之后,
when we scatter,
我们还是奉主的名,
also in Lord's name.
保罗的一生有很多的迁移, 对不对?
The life of Apostle Paul has been moved many times.
他的迁移是为了传福音, 对不对?
He moved because of spreading the gospel.
但是他的迁移里面有一次是因为罗马的兵丁把他抓了到以色列到意大利去。
But one time he was captured by the Roman soldier to go to Italy.
他一点 自由都没有,
he has no freedom.
有人的迁移是为了自己的好处,
some people moved for their own benefit.
有人迁移是为了神的旨意,
some people moved for the will of God.
有人的迁移是因为神在用他,
some people moved because God was using them.
我不知道今天神把你大老远从中国从台湾,
I don't know, today God called you, moved you from Taiwan, China,
迁到这里来,
moving here,
他有什么样的用意?
Has what type of will?
是不是就在这里结婚, 生子就好了?
Is it just to be here to get married and have children?
找个安定的工作,
to find a stable job?
找个能干的太太或先生,
to find a capable wife or husband?
平平安安的在居在地聚居的,
and live on this earth peacefully?
还是神在你身上有个伟大的计划?
Or God has a great
你的追求,
plan for you?
你的追求是什么?
What is the one that you are going after?
甚至你的属灵的追求是为了什么?
What is your true spiritual pursuit?
是为了你自己?
Is it for yourself?
还是为了神?
Or for God?
还是为了神在你身上有旨意?
Or for the will of God on you?
盼望神今天向我们每一个人都问这句话。
And we ask God to ask ourselves, each one of us,
你把我迁到爱子的国里。
You moved me into the kingdom of Son you love.
是为了什么?
For what reason?
我们在一起祷告。
And let's pray.
周刚带我们祷告。Dear
Father, we thank you.
因为你把我们迁到你的爱子的国度里。Because
you move us into the kingdom of the Son you love.
祝我们得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。So
that we are saved and we can, our sins are forgiven. We were in a status of sinful to a status of being loved. Because of Christ's salvation, we can be righteous. We left the darkness into light. Lord, we ask you to open our inner eyes, so that we can see that not only you are coming to save us, but even to accomplish your will through us. Your life is becoming our life in us. So that we, our behavior will be weighed according to your gracious, so that Holy Spirit can work in us, so that we can bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, in this evil world, so that we can be like a light, reveal God's life, so that your name can be praised. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we want to praise you. Because we deeply believe that if you started your work, you are going to finish the work. May we receive your gracious in the kingdom of your Son. And in your beloved Son's kingdom, we can pursue and seek you till the time you come back. In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.